The Brilliant 14 menu. When discussing the Brilliant's menu, I'm going to have mine in application mode. This means my switch on the back of the device is going to be flipped to the left. The reason I'm doing this is, while you can access some of these menu items from terminal mode, you'll find a wider selection of menu items in application mode. I will flip to terminal mode before this module is over and show you the differences in which menu items are included in which mode. Two things to note about Brilliant menus before we get started. One is that the menus are in uncontracted Braille, and the second is that menu items and submenu items wrap around. So if you get to the end with the next press of your thumb key or of your joystick, you'll be back around to the first item in your menu or submenu. So I have just powered on my Brilliant, and I am in application mode. Once the word starting disappears from my display, I am in the menu, and I am placed on the time. If your time is incorrect when you get your Brilliant, don't worry, because once you use the Brilliant Sync application for the first time to sync notes between an email account and your Brilliant, the time will change automatically to coincide with that of the device with which you are syncing. Don't worry if this makes no sense now. There is a module later on all about the synchronization capabilities of your Brilliant. Once the time syncs, it is set and you no longer have to worry about it. Currently my time says it's 1:20 p.m. and my second hand is moving forward 5 seconds, 6 seconds, 7 seconds. So I can see how many seconds are going by. This little application is called the Watch application or app. You'll hear me refer to applications as both applications and apps throughout these modules. The Watch app doesn't just include the time. This is one of the only times where you will have to use your panning keys, in other words, your innermost thumb keys, to reach an item on the menu. So if I press my right thumb key, I will see my date, which is August 16th, 2018. If I press my left thumb key, I'll be back at the time. So in order to see that date, you do need to pan. Again, if your date is wrong now, it will synchronize when you connect to a device. After the Watch application, the next app I see on my menu is Notes. We're going to talk a lot about notes in the course of these modules. If I go in here at this point, and I'm going to do so by pressing my Enter key, I see Local, and I see Notes from my Gmail address, because I have that account synced so that I can access notes both in my Gmail and through my Brilliant. So you can have local notes that are available just on your Brilliant, and you can sync notes from other accounts. That's one of the really nice conveniences of the Brilliant and a really unique feature among Braille note takers. Later in these modules, I will show you how to synchronize an email address with your Brilliant. I'm going to move back out of notes, and I did it by using my backspace key, but I also could have pressed up on my joystick. If you wish to navigate this menu, remember that you've got lots of different options. I've been using my previous and next thumb keys, but you can also move left and right using your joystick, and you can press in on it when you wish to select an item, or you can press enter to select an item, or space. There are multiple options, and you can learn more about navigation in a previous module. After notes, you'll find battery. I'm going to press the cursor routing sensor over battery, and it'll show me my battery status, which is currently 74%. This is another place where you can actually pan to learn a little bit more information about your battery. When you're in this menu option and you see your battery status, you can pan using your right thumb key and it will either say charging or no charging. So if you have it plugged in and it is charging, you will see that that is the case. If it is not charging, you will see that information as well. You can use your left thumb key to pan back to battery, and either backspace or pressing up on the joystick will move you back out of this menu option. I backed out using my backspace key. There is another way to see your battery status. If your Brilliant is turned off, you can press the power button quickly, and you will be able to see your battery status. If you navigate to the next menu item, and this time I'm doing so using the joystick and pressing right on it, you'll see the next application, which is Stopwatch. That one's pretty self-explanatory. You can go in here and you can set stopwatch timers for various things and see how long various tasks take you. If I press my next thumb key to move to the next menu item, I see Connections. When you select this item, and I'm doing so with the cursor routing sensor, I see None. Currently, I have no items connected. If I were to unlock my iPad right now, though, I would be able to see its name on my Brilliant. That's because I have my iPad connected so that I can use it in terminal mode. You may have up to 5 Bluetooth devices and 1 USB device connected at the same time, and in the connection menu, you'll be able to switch between them. Currently, there is no shortcut to do this. You will need to go into your menu and move to connections. The easiest way may be just to go into the menu and press the letter C. From there, you'll be able to enter that menu item and either press the first letter of the name of your device or move through using any of the methods we've talked about previously to find the device to connect to and select it. Next in our menu after connections, we have settings. In our next module, we're going to discuss settings in depth. The final item in the application mode menu is about. If you go in here, you're going to find the version number, the serial number, something called SDVer, which I assume is SD version, and an item called upgrade. Currently, the easiest way to know when an upgrade is available for your Brilliant is to check HumanWare's website. You may also receive an email with that information. Those are the menu items available in application mode. I'm going to turn my switch to the right on my device, and now I am in terminal mode. My display is currently empty. If I just give one quick press of the power button, however, I will be in a very similar looking menu. I've landed on my watch application, so I can see my time, and if I pan, I can see my date. Then I have battery, stopwatch, connections, settings, about, and exit. Exit obviously will take me out of this menu so that I can once again read information from any of my connected devices. So the item that is not available in terminal mode is notes. You can only view your notes from application mode. Remember that you also have first letter navigation available to you in these menus, so you can press the first letter of a menu item's name to reach it quickly. If you are in terminal mode, there is a second way to exit that menu. You can give another quick press of the power button and the menu will disappear. If you're in application mode, however, the menu is always there. You can always back out of an application and scroll through that menu with the navigation method or methods of your choice. We will be delving into these menu applications in upcoming sections. In our next module, we're going to talk all about settings.